Thank you.
Do you feel a little
bit of pressure? Definitely started as the, you know, probably the favorite. I'm proud of the way I raced. Karen is, you can't predict how it's going to go when I was extremely patient, confident in my jump at the end. It came down to like one tire to from the wind. So sometimes it just happened, just that close, but with the crowd cheering and everything, I, you know, really loved the moment. And I set out to have 3 medals. Now I got 2 gold and 1 bronze, and I'm happy about it.
Were you worried you were boxed in there? You were fifth?
No, I'm... I think pretty much everyone in the world would be in my in that situation would be nervous, but I have an extremely good jump at the end. That's my strength. So even 4 wide, I was able to almost take it. So no, I was never nervous, but for sure before the race, I felt the pressure, but it was a good pressure, and I was able to get a medal. So I'm pleased with it. Ran out of space. I think that 3 wide, I would probably have gone and done it. But someone came between Puerta and I, so there was 4 wide. And all of a sudden, you know, that little more distance is the tire that made me, you know, lose the gold medal. But you know what? I say lose the gold medal. It's I won bronze, and I'm stoked about my Pan Am Games. Total success. Mainly because of Cycling Canada and Sport Canada just putting their effort in this sprint program now. 6 medals in 6 opportunities, 5 gold, 1 bronze. I mean, that's, talk about domination. Yeah. Oh, it does feel special when you get a legend like this to tell you you know, that they think I got it, you know, I got what it takes to become a champion. You know, that's got to be I got to be pleased by this. I mean, Kurt and Gord are just the 2 best cyclists of all time in Canada on track. So any advice they have for me, they've been so good with me, so nice. Supporting me and giving me advice. And as a veteran, I mean, 2-time medalist at the Olympics, you know, most of all those medals we got this week is thanks to Aaron. Yeah, thanks to Aaron, yeah.
What do you think this means going forward? You go for the pro?
I think it means, like, we're on the brinks of, you know, being one of the strongest country in the world. That's what it means. And you see that guy, Puerta, is a... 2nd in the world in the Kieran, 1st in the sprint, and you know, we beat him, and we clocked some seriously good times too. So it's not only the racing that went well at home, like we have the power, we have the motor, so much improvement in the last year, and I can't wait to see what's to come, because if we continue on this way by the Olympics, we're going to be extremely strong again. Thank you.
Thank you.